AchieveRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Laura Distraction and Interruption Show here on AchieveRadio.com. This is Joe Caraccio. My next guest is Leo Maloney. Leo, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Let's start off with you telling our audience who you are and what you do.
Well, my name is Leo Maloney, and I've just completed my first novel called Termination Orders, codenamed Cobra, which is based on my career as a black ops contractor.
We got something to talk about. This is interesting. Obviously, first, some background on a black ops contractor. A lot of people have heard about black ops, but a lot of people don't even know what it is. So can you explain that?
Well, in my case, I was recruited by a clandestine government agency to become and train as a covert operator. And in this particular case, black ops means you're off the grid and you basically don't exist, and you get and do the most dangerous and most dangerous assignments there are. You take and do things that nobody else wants or does.
Wow, and people, I guess a lot of people don't believe this really occurs. You know, they see it on TV and in movies, but here you are, an authentic person who has written a book about it. Now, obviously the things that you've done, as you said, are top secret. How do you write a book about that? Do you write it from a fiction standpoint, a nonfiction standpoint?
I wrote it as a fiction, but okay. Based on certain events that took place during my career.
Got it. So it's a lot of truth in it, but you're changing the names to protect the innocent or guilty. Is that correct?
Well, not in all cases. There are certain things in the book that I actually use names and that are definitely 100% true and accurate. But what I do is we take those incidents, we build them around a story, and I leave it up to the reader to decide whether it's true or whether it's fiction. But if someone wanted to contact me after they read the book and ask me, I tell them what was true and what wasn't.
I love it. You must have an internet website. Give us that website.
Yes, my website is leojmaloney.com.
Okay, you'll have to spell that out for our audience.
Okay, it's www.leo, L-E-O, middle initial J, M-A-L-O-N-E-Y.com, C-O-M.
Excellent, and of course that's all one word. We want people to get to you because it sounds phenomenal. Do you see this being on the little screen or the big screen someday?
Well, I've been contacted by a Hollywood entertainment lawyer who has talked to me about one of the questions he wanted to know was, did I own the rights to the book, of which I told him I absolutely own all the rights. So there is an interest out there.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, because there's action movies of any kind are big. There's no doubt about it. We see them all the time, and something based on reality is even bigger. I'm a big reality fan, not reality TV, but reality in the sense of taking something that really happened and then showing it or reading about it. It really does excite me, and I know it excites a lot of other people. It's been a very successful genre. How long did it take you to write this book? It sounds like something you really put a lot of effort into it.
Almost 3 years. From start to finish is just about 3 years.
I believe it. So it's really cool to hear that. Anything in the future? Do you think that there's going to be a sequel or other books are inside Leo?
Oh, yeah, we've already started the second book. I'm about two chapters in, and my plan is to have it in bookstores sometime between just after Thanksgiving and before Christmas.
Excellent. Of this year.
And it will be a sequel.
Okay, I was going to ask that. You beat me to the punch. I appreciate that. And that's so important, is that to have a plan. I think my whole program is revolved around distractions and interruptions in one's life, but not really the distractions, but how you greet them. I have to imagine that what you went through had an awful lot of distractions and interruptions as you went through carry on covert programs for the Black Ops. How did you stay focused? What was your secret, so to speak?
Well, with what I did was being a Black Ops contractor, I had the ability to either take or refuse an assignment. If I took the assignment, it was mine to carry through from beginning to the end. If I didn't want to take it, I'd just say, no, I'm not interested in that particular assignment. And once I started, I had a team that I put together, and we did stay focused. Some assignments we would train for several months, some we would train for up to a year before the actual assignment took place. And, we had all the backing we needed, but I ran the show. So it was easy to focus. Once I said yes, it was just nothing. My whole life was around that particular assignment.
Got it. Well, it does still take determination and persistence. I do appreciate that, especially for something when you're dealing with things in life and death. When are we going to get a hold of these guys that have escaped our path, meaning that the World Trade Center and so forth? How come stuff like that doesn't happen? We've always heard that our CIA or Black Ops go in, grab the people and come out. How come stuff like that is not happening in the real world or recent history?
If it doesn't, this is my opinion.
Yeah, please.
If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen for a reason. They don't want it to happen.
Ah.
We are the most powerful country in the world. We have the ability to do anything we want if the powers to be want it done.
I like that. I really
so
do.
That basically will answer your question. I mean, they don't want it to happen.
Yeah.
You don't. If anyone believes that we could not have had Bin Laden,
right,
a number of years ago, then they live on another planet.
That's my belief.
Pretty simple.
Right? Exactly. A lot of politics in the world. How did you? Did you have to cope with that also? Was it political involved, or did you just have? Here you go, Leo. You've got to do what you've got to do.
No, I there wasn't a lot of politics. I dealt with none. With that being said, I was given the assignment. I was on my own. There was always plausible deniability. But I wasn't involved in the day-to-day operations. Politicians wouldn't know me if they fell over me, and I liked it that way.
Yeah.
That was the reason I went off the grid. And I was off the grid for over 30 years.
Wow, that's terrific. I commend you. You're a true hero. I mean, I love it that we can accomplish what we want to accomplish. And you said it, and I agree 100%. It's what we want to do as a nation. I love this country, but sometimes we don't want to do certain things. And
well, it's the leaders. It's the politician. It's the leaders that don't want to do it.
Yeah,
the people on the ground, they want to do it. The people in the field want to do it. But sometimes you just... I'll give you a great example.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to read the book?
No, I haven't, and I look forward to
it. Okay. When you do, there's a section in there about Gaddafi.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you up front, and I'm telling you listeners, it's 100% true. If they let me do what I was sent to do, we wouldn't be having this conversation about Gaddafi.
Right.
Plain and simple, and that's in the book.
Isn't it interesting? So it's very current. So, yeah, we do some strange things, but again, strange things are usually based on power and money, and it's a shame, but that's the way it is, right? I mean, there's no way of changing that, not in our lifetime. I just take a deep breath when you think about stuff like that. From your dealings with this, you must have a great insight to what goes on in our country. Obviously, do you think that we're headed for more wars in our country? You know, like because everybody said, "Oh, don't get involved with Gaddafi because it's another war." And again, I know it's your opinion. It's okay.
You know, how can I word this? There's always going to be these problems as long as we don't belong involved in half the things we get involved in.
Right.
That's my opinion. But when we do, if we've got a president that's just doing it halfway, our Congress let us do it halfway, it's never going to end. It's just going to go on and go on and go on.
Yes.
It should be go in. If you get involved, go in. Most, we could defeat our enemies in a day if we really wanted to.
Yeah, I believe that.
I believe that wholeheartedly. There's always going to be those issues.
Yep. Yep. The Gulf War actually, I guess the first one proved that. We we end things really quick, especially with the technology we have. But
unfortunately, we didn't end it.
Right.
We didn't finish the job.
No.
They should have finished the job, and then we wouldn't have been back in 2003.
Yep. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. I've been an advocate against countries that have a conflict within themselves, and we get involved politically or we get involved financially. Things like Korea in Vietnam, where it's never going to end. Do you believe that too?
Yeah, I do. But with all this being said, in my personal opinions on things, I also have I lived my life and protected the country. The country came first with me.
Yes.
And whatever was in the best interest of our country, you know, if I felt it was the right thing to do, I did it. If I didn't, then I didn't.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you are definitely a hero in our country, and I know that. From what I'm talking about to you is that you've led a very respectful and also no regrets life. I could hear that in your voice, and that's excellent. But you are still a hero for us, and I salute you, and I really do respect what people like yourself have done. So this is really great. I really would love to have you mention your website again. It's so important because I want people to go look at this. This is real. It's not reality TV. It's real stuff. So your website again?
Okay, my website itself is www.leojmaloney.com. But you can purchase the books on Amazon, the paperback, the ebook on Kindle, and also of the publisher's website, which is www.iphbooks.com. And if you purchase the book, you can go to that website and write a review.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I wish you a great deal of luck with this. I don't think it's going to be luck. I think it's going to be really, really good. And hopefully people will get involved with it and then read the sequel. It's really good. 30 seconds left. Anything you'd like to tell our audience? The floor is yours.
I'd like them to read the book, really, think about it. It tells a lot. It tells about a lot of things that people don't realize that goes on in this world and in the government. I think they enjoyed it. I think it's a good read. And again, if they're interested in talking to me or asking me questions, they can contact me through the websites, and I'll be glad to answer anything they have would like to know further.
Excellent. Leo, I really do appreciate you being on Law Distraction and Interruption. You're far from being a distraction, and you're a really focused individual. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Excellent. This is the Law Distraction and Interruption Show. We're going to take a short break. Come right back.